All right. Today is September 17th, 2025. Time right now is going to be 3:40 p.m. This is the OFL Ridgecrest Board of Directors regular meeting. And I'm Harold Egger, and the other board member here today is Peter Russell. And Melissa, can you go ahead and let us know who else is on the line?
Absolutely. Good afternoon. On the call, we have myself, Melissa Bauer, Ileana Kyriakos, Janelle Lee, Alex Salazar, Candace Vardner, Levick Montsourian, Michael Leonesio, Ramon Burley Johnson, Richard Moreno, Stephanie Gray, Zach Hilleward, and Yelena Shapiro. Is there anybody that I've missed? Great. Now I will confirm the teleconference locations. The first location, 320 North Halsted Street, present. Next, 27616 Newhall Ranch Road.
Present.
Thank you. Next, 18824 Soledad Canyon Road.
Present.
Thank you. And 900 North Norma Street.
Present.
Thank you so much, everyone.
All right, thank you. All right, moving on to public comment. Members of the public may address the board at regular meetings on agenda or non-agenda items that are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, and at special meetings on agenda items only by using the call-in information set forth above. Speakers may be called in the order that requests are received or grouped by subject area. We ask that comments are limited to 2 minutes with no more than 15 minutes per single topic so that as many people as possible may be heard. By law, the board is allowed to take action only on items on the agenda. The board may, at its discretion, refer a matter to school staff or calendar the issue for future discussion. At this time, are there any members of the public on the line right now for the OFL Ridgecrest Board of Directors regular meeting? All right, hearing none, we'll go ahead and move on. Went on to item 4A. The consent agenda. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Peter, did you get a chance to go ahead and read items 4A1 through A5?
I did.
All right, can I get a motion to approve, please?
So moved.
I go ahead and second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote, Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item 4A, the consent agenda is approved. Thank you. All right, going on to item 4B, information items. B1, the OFL Ridgecrest Charter Update. Stephanie.
Hi, good afternoon, board members. I have your September charter update. Enrollment for the Ridgecrest Center is at 100 and around 150 students, and for our online program, approximately 67 students, for a total enrollment of 217 students. For academics, SGI classes have started at OFL Ridgecrest. There are 63 students enrolled in math courses, which include Algebra 1, Geometry, and Algebra 2. We currently have 47 students enrolled in SGI science classes covering biology, chemistry, and physics. The Roadrunners got off to an amazing start this year. The monthly student progression, or MSP, for month one was 97.9%, with middle schoolers earning 100% MSP. For trips and clubs, OFL Ridgecrest took 5 spots on the Washington, D.C. trip, and they had 14 applicants. They did interviews and decided which of the 5 students would get to go on the trip. Students, they made that decision very hard. They were all very well prepared, and they all interviewed well. Student clubs have started for the school year of 25-26. Our the newscast club is filming their weekly announcements, which are being broadcast every Wednesday and Thursday. Student leadership has started, and our school leaders are already making plans to help increase student engagement in the school. And we have the gardening, games, and fiber arts clubs going strong. For educational partner engagement, career chats have begun at OFL Ridgecrest. In July, officers from the Ridgecrest Police Department came to speak with the students. They went over all of the requirements for becoming a police officer and discussed the honor of serving the community. They even brought along their SWAT armored vehicle for the students to explore. OFL Ridgecrest has also been recruiting for the upcoming CTE courses, and the rosters have been finalized. Students will be taking nursing, IT, and veterinary science courses during the fall semester. Can I answer any questions for anyone?
I'm here. I'm here. The numbers look good for Ridgecrest also. That's great.
Great, thank you.
All right, moving on to item B2, the OFL Ridgecrest financial update. Alex.
Hey, great. So this is a financial update for OFL Ridgecrest as of the June 30th, 2025 close. So being that this is the first year in activity for the school, as of June 30th, 2025, there is no financial update except for zero cash balance. So the bank account was funded in July 2025. So as of the next year, we could see that the note receivable from OFL, we're in the charges indicated here. We have note receipts in July 2025 as well as in September 2025. And with the current budget in place, we have the cash balance for the rest of the year. So once those two notes are funded, we are anticipating the school will have sufficient cash on hand for operations with the budget that was adopted. At the end of June 30th, 2026, the school is forecast to have $1,021,639 cash in bank. So we are closing July and August at this time. Those financials are almost complete. So we will have the first financial update with the SB 740 report, income statement, balance sheet, as well as cash forecast at the next board meeting. So that is the financial update for the school at this time. Any questions?
Thank you. None here. None here. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
All right, moving on to action items. Item C1, the OFL Ridgecrest Alternative Graduation Pathway Policy. Richard.
Good afternoon, board members and everyone on the call. I would like to present to you for consideration of approval the OFL Ridgecrest Alternative Graduation Pathway Policy. This policy was developed to establish a structured process for offering an alternative graduation pathway to students who face exceptional barriers to completing the existing charter school's locally adopted graduation requirements. As you may have noted, there are key provisions included in this policy. One, there are two alternative pathways. The first one is a 160 credit option for students who are in their fourth year or later and who have been enrolled at the school for at least 3 months and have fewer than 160 credits. The second option is a 130 credit for option for severely credit deficient students who are already on an existing AB plan and are in their third year and could not reasonably complete all local requirements by the end of their fourth year. This is mainly students who are experiencing homelessness or our foster youth. Eligibility determination. Initial eligibility is recommended by a school counselor. Final approval requires consultation with the principal and the director of schools. This is a team-based decision. Whether to offer a reduced credit plan and how many local requirements will be waived is determined collaboratively by an administrator, counselor, teacher, and parent or guardian, or the adult student themselves. The discussion must address how waiving requirements may impact admission to post-secondary institutions, provide information on community college options, and clarify changes to the expected graduation date. Parent or guardian or the adult student must give consent. Parents or adult students must sign an acknowledgement form confirming they understand that reduced credits may impact the student's eligibility for UC CSU admissions through the A through G requirements. The implementation and accountability, the superintendent or designee is responsible for establishing the procedures and tracking and annually reporting to the CDE the number of students graduating under these exemptions. The fiscal impact, there are no additional costs associated with the implementation at this time. However, any unforeseen costs will be absorbed in the school's operating budget. We worked with school legal to develop this policy, and both the director of schools and the superintendent is recommending approval of this policy. Does the board have any questions?
None here. No questions here.
If none, I can propose a motion.
Yes, please.
Motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest Alternative Graduation Pathway Policy and grant the superintendent or designee to update, modify, or implement this policy in a manner to comply with applicable law.
So moved.
I second. Peter has moved and I have seconded. And I got a roll call vote. Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C1, the OFL Ridgecrest Alternative Graduation Pathway Policy is approved. Thank you very much, Richard. All right, moving on to item C2, the OFL Ridgecrest Dual Enrollment Policy. Richard.
Hello again, board and everyone on the call. Before you for consideration of approval is the OFL Ridgecrest Dual Enrollment Policy. This policy provides a framework that will streamline dual enrollment participation and also further students' opportunity to earn both high school and college credit through a partnership with accredited community colleges with courses offered free of charge. As a summary of the policy, in order to participate in this program, students must meet eligibility requirements. Eligibility is open to students in grades 9 through 12. It requires counselor review of GPA, assessments, coursework rigor, attendance, and teacher input. The parent and or guardian and counselor must approve as well. The policy also includes course locations and supervision provisions, which state the following. Courses may be at the charter school, college campus, or online. Students on college campuses are under college supervision, but remain subject to charter school policies. The charter school is not responsible for the supervision, transportation, or liability for the student while on college campus. A parent or guardian must sign an agreement form acknowledging the following. Students may be exposed to mature subject matter and adult learning environments, responsibility for their own transportation and behavior. The charter school is not liable for injury, property damage at the college campus. Credits and grading is also covered. It states the following. College courses count toward both high school graduation and college credit. Both grades appear on both transcripts, and a high school credit conversion scale is provided. Additionally, there is language that allows for additional principal discretion, meaning a principal may approve exceptions on a case-by-case basis. In terms of the approval process, a dual enrollment application is required. A counselor, administrator, and parent or guardian signatures are needed. School counselors will also follow the counselor referral checklist. This tool will help school counselors successfully identify students and ensure we assist them through the application process. We believe that the adoption of this policy may contribute to an increase to the school's college and career indicator as noted on the California dashboard. Contract terms depends on each articulation agreement approved by the school board or the governing board, sorry. No fiscal impact identified at this time. This policy was developed in collaboration with school directors, school legal, and is recommended for approval by the superintendent. Does the board have any questions?
No.
Not here. Again, great program.
I could propose a motion if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Motion to approve the OFL Ridgecrest dual enrollment policy and grant the superintendent or designee the authority to update, modify, or implement this policy in a manner to comply with applicable law.
All right, so moved. Can I get a second?
Aye, second.
All right, I have moved and Peter has seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C2, the OFL Ridgecrest dual enrollment policy is approved. Thanks again, Richard.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to go into closed session at this time and discuss a public employee performance evaluation. We will be back. Hi, welcome back, everybody. So that for the record, there was no action taken during the closed session. All right. Before we move on to adjournment for the evening, are there the next, let's see here, the next meeting for OFL Ridgecrest will be November 19th at 3:30 p.m. And are there any other comments that you'd like to make, Peter, before we go off?
None here.
All right. Gonna get a motion to adjourn then.
So moved.
All right. I second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. The meeting is adjourned at 4:02 p.m. All right. Thanks everybody for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.